Welcome back to Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Senator Paul McKinley, here to recap the legislative session this week. And Senator McKinley, thanks as always for taking some time out to talk with me.
Well, I'm very happy to finally get in touch with you. We've had a hard time connecting. It's been busy on my end and busy on yours, but it's definitely a pleasure to be on the line with you now.
I'm glad that we could chat today. Now, first of all, the first thing I obviously have to ask you about is the redistricting. You know, the first proposal was released yesterday, and it's something that everyone's talking about and asking about, and we want to know what you think.
Well, of course, people understand that every 10 years, when the census data comes down, we redistrict the state of Iowa for congressional districts, House and Senate districts. And Iowa, because of a stagnant population, has gone from 5 congresspeople to 4. And so yesterday was the long-awaited day. We got to the Capitol at 8 o'clock. We sequestered ourselves in our caucus room, and we began to pore over the maps. They delivered them to us at 8:20. And it was very interesting. I would point out that I think Iowa has the fairest system in the country. We have our nonpartisan legislative service agency draw these maps up. There is no political input into it at all. And it's based upon a number of characteristics, but the one person, one vote rule being the foremost. The districts must contain as close as possible the same number of people. So we got the districts, the district maps. They are extremely interesting, as you may have read. Two congressional districts have Steve King and Latham, Jim Latham up in the 1st Congressional District are thrown in together. And then we go over to the Eastern Iowa, and we have Braley and Lobsack thrown in together. And we have an open district in Southeast Iowa, and Congressman Leonard Boswell is an incumbent in Southwest Iowa. So very, very interesting.
Sure, and what about the state races? I know here in Marion County, Pella is split from the rest of the counties, both in the House and the Senate. What are your thoughts on the state redistricting?
Well, we are still analyzing that, but as you indicated, right now, I have, for example, all of Marion County and half of Mahaska County. The new district maps split Pella out, putting it with Mahaska County, so I lose Pella, for example, and I pick up Wayne County, Clark County, Decatur County. And so that's a pretty good size change. Retain, thank goodness, much of Marion County, Knoxville, and north, a little more north up into Jasper. But Jim Van Engelenhoven and Guy Vanderlinden are thrown into a district over in, Pella and into Mahaska County, and then down into, I believe it's Monroe County and Appanoose County even. So we'll have to analyze all these districts, and we don't have a statement. I think the true winner in all of this is Iowans and the citizens of Iowa. I think it's a good thing to have districts jumbled up and people have to go out and represent people and not take things for granted. I think it really destroys some of the advantages that incumbents have. So I think it's a very healthy process, and I support it entirely.
And so do you feel that it's going to be a positive or a negative impact for Republicans here in the area?
Oh, I really don't have any ideas. I had a press conference yesterday, and as I told the press yesterday, you know, it isn't as important how many Republicans or Democrats you have in a district isn't as important to winning as is getting good, solid citizens who represent the people in those districts. And if they work hard, you can be elected, even if you have a political disadvantage from a number standpoint. We saw that last fall. We had one candidate that was in a district over in eastern Iowa that was a 20%, it was a 20-point Democrat district. He lost by only 71 votes. And then we had several candidates win in Democrat districts because they were very top-notch candidates. So I'm less concerned about the number breakdown than I am the individual candidates Are they good, solid, principled people? Do they represent their district, and will they work hard? I think that's what determines the winner in races.
Sure. And the House recently passed a bill that bans abortions after 20 weeks. Now, that's now going to move over to the Senate for debate. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have talked with, and I can't remember the name of the abortion doctor in Omaha that is being forced to move because they passed a similar law. But I have visited with the folks from Council Bluffs where it is alleged that he will move. And they are very, very opposed to that. They say they're doing everything they can to prevent that. They don't want this late-term abortion clinic in their community. And I pointed out to them, you know, Mike Gronstahl and the Democrats have a bill just like that. Now, Mike Gronstahl goes over to Council Bluffs and tells those folks, I support this legislation because, of course, he's the majority leader in the Senate. He says he lives there. He knows his constituents want that bill passed. He says, I support it. Well, all he has to do is bring it up for debate. So I don't know if it'll be debated. I, of course, support it, but I don't know if it'll be debated. I don't know if he will allow it to be debated.
Sure. And also something that was discussed this week was the open records and meeting laws and kind of some changes to that, but it would exempt the governor's office. Now, what are your kind of thoughts on that whole process and the bill the way it sits now?
Well, that bill is still alive, and I see that was a not without controversy, that bill. We all believe in, I think all of us believe in openness and open records and transparencies. But the way that bill was originally written, it would have created an entirely new layer of bureaucracy of government. And so our senator from Ottumwa, Senator Mark Shelgren, proposed an amendment which was adopted, which was a little bit unusual, that a Republican amendment was adopted that said you can have no more than two employees, which made it much more palatable. The governor says that he is concerned about too much time appearing before committees. So he has a legitimate issue if it became burdensome to call the governor into meetings at every little whim. But we'll see where that bill goes. I think it's on net. It is good legislation to make it more open for people. Does it go as far as some folks want? No, but it's better than what we've got now in terms of openness and accountability.
Sure. And what other kind of things have you been working on this week and looking forward to working on in the near future?
Well, as your listeners who follow this sort of thing are probably aware, the Republican bills in the democratically controlled Senate pretty much all got killed, and many of the Democratic bills that have gone to, not all, but a fair number of the Democratic bills that went over to the Republican-controlled House got killed. Not nearly as many, but we still have a ways to go in that the one thing we have to do is pass a budget. 1 year ago, we were already done with session and out. This year, we have not passed one budget bill out of several. So we'll see where it goes, but it's a lot of sitting around and doing nothing. And the people sent us here to do the work, and we need to get down to work and get some of this stuff passed.
Sure. And how long do you anticipate the session to go, considering, like you said, you haven't went through the budget yet or anything of that sort?
I have no idea, Samantha. I wish I could give you a better answer than that. It's scheduled to go until April 24th. I would hope that we could complete work. If we can actually get bills on the floor to be debated, we can get it done. But in Mike Gronstahl's case over in the Senate, he has 26 Democrats, there are 24 Republicans, and he won't bring out a bill unless he's got all of his Democrats to vote for it because he has such a slim margin. So we're seeing very little action take place in the Senate because the majority leader just won't allow bills to be brought up for debate.
Sure, and I understand you're going to be here in Knoxville today and in Pella tomorrow to talk with local constituents. Are you looking forward to that?
I'm definitely looking forward to that. We'll be over at the chamber at 4. Representative Van Engelenhoven and I will both be there. And then we'll be in Monroe, I believe, in the morning at, 8 o'clock. at the subway, and then in Pella at the with the League of Women Voters at the hotel there at 9:30. So look forward to seeing people there and invite you out.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so, except it looks like we're getting little traces of spring.
Oh, finally.
Okay. Hey, good talking to you, Samantha.
You as well.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available online at KNIAKRLS.com by clicking on the radio audio media player. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIAKRLS.